Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Raw Preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by one of the Dudley Boys, Michael Sidgwick from What Culture, to look ahead to tonight's episode of Monday Night Raw. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts, where we not only review Monday Night Raw, but also Raw, SmackDown, NXT, AEW Dynamite, AEW Rampage, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on Wrestle Culture. As I said, though, joined by Sidgwick to look ahead to Raw tonight, a show where they've actually advertised several things, which is a rarity.
Have they? Did you slack me these?
Yes.
I've got a problem with my notifications at the minute.
Ah, well, there's actually three things already advertised.
Three?
I know.
1 an hour. 1 per hour.
And one of them's not even.
Are there three Iron Man matches?
Well, thankfully, they don't think that. Well, then could we actually another countdown to Cody? Because he's in action tonight. We've got to hear from Becky Lynch as well after the main event of last week's show. You and I will have to talk about the elephant in the room in a bit regarding Sasha Banks and Naomi and what on earth they're going to do with those tag team titles.
Again?
Yeah, sadly.
Well,
but
I should announce five things and I wouldn't have to talk about it again.
Indeed.
I'll make it interesting.
Yeah, let's start by talking about Bobby Lashley's almighty challenge that he's got to set for almost tonight. This after we correctly predicted the result of last week's steel cage match, of course.
Well, you didn't. There's no way you did. Take that victory lap.
Okay.
It's either going to be the ring collapse or the same Valentine's Day massacre finish. One of the two.
I didn't think it was going to be almost walking out of the door.
Yes.
But yeah, the almighty challenge. I'm really hoping this is another of the like obstacle course things that he's done before.
Is there any WWE copy on .com?
Yes, there is indeed.
Let's listen to that.
Okay, here we go. Monday Night Raw. Bobby Lashley has an almighty challenge for Omos. Despite being launched through the side of the steel cage, Bobby Lashley walked away victorious in his cage match against the Nigerian giant Omos. Now the Almighty steps back into the ring with a special challenge for Omos and the double-crossing MVP.
Is it a wrist lock?
What does Lashley have in store for the... And then some alliteration, if you want to have a guess at that as well.
What does Lashley have in store for the... Or give us a letter as a clue.
D. It's not just describing Omos.
Destructive duo.
In one.
Yes!
Destructive duo. What does Lashley have in store for the destructive duo there? Down there.
Down where?
Down there! God, that's sort of impressive and also slightly depressing that you can get there.
Everything's depressing, mate.
But yeah, I hope it's like that really did genuinely help Bobby Lashley get over before, didn't it? When he did, was it Sami Zayn who got him to the obstacle course?
Yeah, I don't think it got him over, Wilborn. I think we loved it.
Yes, I should
subjectively
correct myself there.
Oh, it's class. Bobby Lashley, like, showing why he's such an absolute freakish athlete is awesome. More people, you know what's funny, right? Is that you should accentuate the strengths of the performers and make people amazed at the things that they can do when you can't.
He'll never catch on.
This isn't my take, right? But someone suggested that when they do the Olympics, right, it's impressive enough watching the 100-meter sprint.
Yes. Right?
You'd have to be an idiot. You know, like these anti-AEW fans who can't infer things. Imagine watching the 100-meter sprint going, Not that fast. That you can infer how fast they are going.
Who's
and that
better?
And that they are faster than you. You know why? Because it looks like they're running really fast. Someone had an idea, right? What they should do is like not get like a proper unit who's like demonstrably, invisibly, incredibly unhealthy, to, you know, not say a nasty word.
Yeah.
They should get an average Joe schlub in his like late 30s who's not unfit but doesn't really care about fitness. Like the most average human being.
Yeah.
They might go for a walk. Like they might even go for a run.
Occasionally play a bit of five-a-side.
Yes, exactly. So they might go for a walk, bit of five-a-side, and have them on like a separate track.
Yes.
Try and run at the same pace as the 100-meter sprint. Like the abs, just to see literally how fast these people are.
Did you ever see that thing? I think this was an Olympics. It might have been like a World Championships, where for some reason, something similar to this happened. So they had all the lads lining up for the heats of the 100 metres to like qualify for the semis and the final, what have you. And I think it was to do with like, they had to have a representative from this country take part, and whoever was going to do it either like pissed hot or like got injured or whatever. And they got a shot putter to run it. I'll dig out the clip later, because that's exactly what you're talking about. And you were like, "It's oh, that's what I'd look like not Usain Bolt flying off in 9 seconds or whatever.
That was a tangent because this show is mostly too boring to preview in earnest. But seriously, accentuating strengths of a performer might actually really get them over. And there's no, I was going to say there's no doubt about Lashley, but he's a babyface now, so there's significant doubt. There is significant doubt over his ability to get over and stay over. Post-hurt business, Lashley, as WWE champion, was pretty goddamn awesome.
Yeah.
As a heel, I think he connected with people. As a babyface, he's already doing arm wrestling, and he's already trying to bloody work from underneath against a Moss. He's already, like, celebrating victories where he hasn't really won, but he hasn't lost either, so might as well celebrate. So there is a kind of a need at this point to get Lashley over again. Because he doesn't really generate that much noise in buildings. The cage match is over enough, but he's not as hot as he was, is what I'm trying to say. Having him with that beautiful body.
Oh.
Like, you know what? What's the most impressive, like, athletic feat that you see generally? That you kind of do yourself. Like, hand pulls?
Yeah, chin-ups.
Chin-ups, how do you do that?
Yes.
I don't know.
I remember doing that once as a gym induction. He was like, see how many chin-ups you can do? And I was like, I can answer that question for you right now. Zero.
Zero. Going up a rope?
Yeah.
How do people do that?
You do that at the end of that Stone Cold competition thing. It's like, you've done all these, now just, now all you
Broken have to do is Skull Ranch.
Well, yeah, pull your entire weight up on a rope. What?
The rope one. If I want to see them both go up a rope.
I like that. I liked that as well because I was going to suggest with like the monkey bars or whatever, almost his feet would probably touch the floor so he just walks.
Yeah.
But I had an idea, I had a pitch for this, because this is going to be more about our reactions to it tomorrow than what we can effectively preview. I don't think we're going to quite get it on the nose as we did last week. But what if they do feats of strength, so, I don't know, can you lift this weight, can you pull a bus, or whatever they used to do with Mark Henry, stuff like that, right?
Just buy a bus, why not, Will one?
Yeah. Cody can bring his.
Yeah.
There we go. But I think in the end, they're like, it's like, oh, wait a second, they're tied. But MVP's like, I got one more competition for you. You have to get a person that I select, or you have almost and Lashley have to get the nearest person that stood to them and throw them down the ramp as far as they can. It's like cushioned somewhat.
Yeah.
But they're not going to take him on AEW, so we'll have him here. Colin Delaney's there for almost to throw because he's just thin and small and just off he goes, and almost is like, ha ha ha, you know, I've won this. Who's Bobby Lashley going to throw? It's Gary the Goat Garbutt! And he just sends him flying out of the arena because Lashley has to win. I want to see more of this. And then almost can, I don't know, get angry and hit him or something because this feud must continue.
I'm not suggesting for a second that Omos might not have a particularly bright future in professional wrestling, but this is by far the most animated we've ever been about previewing a chapter about the rivalry, and he's not wrestling.
Yeah, when he's not got AJ Styles in his corner, we've not exactly been like, can't wait to get to the Omos section.
I liked him in the tag. That's the only thing he could bloody do. God, he seems like such a nice, timid, like really sort of just sound fella, which doesn't make me want to see him smash people's skulls in.
Also, to circle back to the 100 meter thing that we were talking about, which is obviously more important here,
yeah.
I found the thing. It was from Daegu in 2011, which I think means it must have been a world championships. And a sprinter from American Samoa said, yeah, I'll have a go at that. He hadn't qualified for the shot put or something and ran it in 15 seconds, which is, I think, is pretty, you know, nine something, isn't it, is the world record. But even so, for a shot putter, they've mugged him off because they're like, they've shown the photos where people are finishing and you can't even see him. He's so far back on the track. Worst of all, he got a PB. The teenager looks disappointed but told French television his dream had come true. Do you know what the nickname they gave him? Name was Trevor. Trevor Tuvalu, I think it was.
Right, okay.
Oh. Trevor the Tortoise. I mean, they've got a double whammy here because he's called Trevor the Tortoise, the Samoan Sprinter. So he'll probably be booked on Raw next week at this rate. Yeah. Now, also advertised for tonight's Monday Night Raw is what's been described as Becky Lynch's response to last week's events. Let me get this verbatim, how they've written it again. Becky Lynch addresses her number one contender loss to Asuka, which is meant to be the sixth woman.
So I get to guess the copy again.
Well, you can play that if you want. Yeah, absolutely. But it was meant to be a sixth woman match. Then it was just a one-on-one match. Asuka won using the mist. So my prediction is tonight Becky Lynch is going to be furious and say, well, she cheated, even though she was going to twat Asuka with her own umbrella. Becky Lynch's inspirational rise back to the Raw Women's Championship took a major detour last week when Asuka surprised big-time Bex by spraying green mist in her face and rolling her up for the pin to earn a title opportunity against Bianca Belair at Hell in a Cell. Right. But what's the sentence that subsequently says, how will Lynch respond? I'll give you that. How will Lynch respond?
How will Lynch respond to this inky injustice?
Oh, I like that. That was probably their other option. How will Lynch respond after having her title hopes go up in mist, not smoke?
What the hell is that? Go up in mist.
You know that famous phrase? Oh, it's all gone up in mist.
I've got an idea for this to make it very good, because it's my idea. So automatically, it's good. Right, you're Becky Lynch. Cutting the promo backstage, right?
Okay, I can picture it.
Yeah, with
Megan. Kevin Patrick.
Becky Lynch. This would be great heel work. This, right? What did she? What did she attempt to hit Asuka with?
An umbrella,
right? What if when Adam? What if she says Asuka cheated to win, therefore it should be a triple threat.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Pearce or
Kevin Patrick
in turn says, well, hold just a minute, big time Bex.
Because you have to talk to people like that.
You were threatening to hit Asuka with a foreign object. She just defended herself. What if Becky Lynch says, I anticipated her misting me in the face. I only had the umbrella because I was going to put it up to get the mist on the umbrella and not my face. But she got there before I could. She's a menace. She's a danger. I knew she was going to mist me because she's an undeserving contender.
And it was a conspiracy because Bianca Belair got involved.
And it was a conspiracy. I only had the umbrella to defend myself and make the mist go not in my eyes.
That's really good. And it also gets to what I think we should have. I think it should be a triple threat in another cell. I think Bianca Belair versus Asuka is a huge match which deserves a stadium to witness it. And I know it's, well, they face each other, but they haven't really because it's not singles action. Fine. Let's have that because I can't afford to see Bianca Belair or Asuka lose before we're halfway through June, basically. Yeah. So, yeah, I think you're right. And I think...
Oh, Asuka's going to lose, mate. Sorry.
Oh, eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean...
Asuka's going to lose the next...
No, Becky eats the pin at Hell in a Cell.
No.
Because then they're like, right, she's definitely lost now. And then they can just run the other ones back and drag that out for 3 months.
No, Asuka's going to lose.
Past a bet?
Yes.
Well, it has to be a triple threat. We'll see if this plays out tomorrow.
Okay, but
singles match.
It would be double or nothing because you already owe me a pasty. Where is that pasty? You know, Greg's is about. Oh, how many seconds do you think it takes? Warren Gates said so. It's We're in the northeast.
You can't move.
You can't move without seeing a Greggs, but this one is particularly, especially close. How many seconds do you think it would take you to go to Greggs when you leave your desk?
Probably not that many. Probably like, I reckon I could be there and back in 6 minutes, for example.
Yeah, I reckon like, that's including the order time. But the problem, you could get there in 40 seconds.
But the problem is I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to be healthy at the moment. And I know if
yeah,
I...
Well, sorry, does my eating a pasty... Does my eating a pasty put weight on your body? How does that work?
I have to go to a Greggs and I have no self-control.
Well, when you get some self-control, it'll help you in your quest.
Okay, fair enough.
If anything, it's training for your quest.
Indeed.
And it, you know, means you actually pay your debts like an honourable man.
Speaking of people who are furious, not just yourself and Becky Lynch, Kevin Owens, I thought we'd quickly touch on that. I've had an idea for tonight.
Yes.
So we've had, correct me if I'm wrong, polygraph test, lie detector test thing, and DNA test. So I don't know what, like, I'm thinking tonight that because I just want more screen time for Kevin Owens and Chad Gable, basically. Thank you.
Shush, please.
Well, I thought we can incorporate that is what's something, I mean, it doesn't really work. I'm fairly certain the storyline isn't Elias is dead. Or maybe he is, or maybe he isn't, I don't know. But what's the thing that requires complete silence for you to be able to contact people? Ouija board! Let's have a Ouija board with the boys backstage!
That is an absolutely incredible idea. I love this. Another thing that I love, and it's such a contrivance, and this is true of all television, if the one thing that would work goes wrong 1 week, that can never be done again.
Yes!
They should be able, basically, to do a DNA test again, just make sure that Otis doesn't eat... Near the evidence, like, they should be able to do it again, but like I love how it's like, oh, I went wrong once. There's a million ways to actually do it right.
There's no other way to get Ezekiel's DNA, I mean, other than, you know, touching it.
Yeah, yeah. So what is the more proof they can have? Contact other members of the family?
I really like the idea, yeah, of having either... Because Kevin Owens mentioned that his family never mentioned that Elias had a brother because they grew up close together now in storyline. I like the idea of having testimonies, right? Or 1 week, have Elias come out. I know it doesn't really work because he won't have a beard, but...
Well, someone on Twitter, and I can't recall who, so I apologize for not putting this person over, suggested that if this company had anything about them whatsoever, that before telling him to have a shave, right? Because you don't want the Henry Cavill Superman...
Oh my God, it's the worst, yeah.
Before telling him, oh, have a shave and turn up to Raw. Why am I shaving? You'll find out, dickhead, when you get here, just like every other schmuck. Do you understand me, right? What if instead they thought about it for more than 2 seconds and they said, right, keep your beard. Don't change anything about your look at all when you're away. Or in the next few weeks, we've got a plan, but it needs to be stay how you are. Come backstage or whether they film certain things like the... Performance Center for moving match graphics and all that promo material goes on the Performance Center. I want you at the Performance Center. Stat at like 9 o'clock on Sunday. I don't know why I'm doing the accent. And he can record as Elias with a full beard with the guitar slung around his back and all the old, you know, jeans or whatever that he used to wear. And he can like sit down and say, like have fond memories of my time with my brother Ezekiel,
yes.
And just basically talk about that time together, and then Ezekiel, obviously they're not the same person, on Raw can say something to the effect of, look, Kevin, it's been a little bit fun. I mean, the universe, WWE Universe, have had a lot of fun at your expense, like trying to, you know, stoke your paranoia, but ultimately, you know, he is my brother. And someone's on the truck and show me on the Tron. And then Elias can say things like, oh, you know, I had a great time growing up with Elias. And just imagine the conniption fit that Kevin Owens can have with, like, someone who looks... Elias, basically, talking about Ezekiel. If they just played the long game on this, that segment could be awesome.
Absolutely, yeah. Owens is doing some great work with this. I also like the idea of Ezekiel, when he did the photo... Remember, he's like, oh, here's me and him backstage at a concert.
Yeah.
Clearly photoshopped. And Owens... What if this week he goes, you know, Kevin, I'll listen to what you said. I'll watch the show back because I'm not a fucking idiot and I'm a wrestler who actually concentrates on his line of work. So I know you said previously that, you know, you don't remember us being brothers as a childhood. Brings out a photo of young Elias slash Ezekiel, doesn't matter, and another child with a full beard.
Yeah.
Well, that's Elias. And he's like, well, you can't see his face. He's got a beard. So well, that's my brother. He's always looked like that. Just stupid bollocks yeah. like that. Have some fun with it because they are doing some great stuff with it.
That's genuinely amusing, I find it. But, like, you wouldn't, if it was a plot line on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, you'd think, all right, the show's rubbish now. But but for WWE, it is really amusing.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Let's talk Cody Rhodes versus The Miz then. Last week it was confirmed we will get Rhodes Rollins 3 at Hell in a Cell. Do you think this match may well be ruined by Rollins' interference again?
It might get ruined before he turns up. It's already happening now. It's already happening. You'll never be able to remember this as long as you live. Maybe in about 10 years and you watch the WrestleMania thing back and it'll all feel weird again. Can you remember when the news was first broken in February, I believe, that Cody had left and he's going to go to WWE, and we were just desperate for it to happen. We were like booking like stupid Stardust teasers and all the rest of it, and how surreal the idea was of Cody Rhodes, AEW founding father, being on WWE television. It was irreconcilable. The idea was just impossible, and it was going to be this magic, surreal moment. And in fact, it was when it happened. Throughout that entire anticipation, this crazy, buzzing news cycle, we all kind of said, I know at some point it's going to feel incredibly normal, and you'll wonder how he ever had these conversations. This, we are at that point now. He's already had a match against The Miz on Raw. It ended conclusively. And because it's Raw, he's just going to have another match with The Miz again. He's just going to have another match with The Miz again. Because everyone else, every other heel's in like various states of a push. The Miz is good because he can give you 15 guaranteed minutes of something that they like. I don't particularly think it's great, but it's something that they really like. And it can get noisy. And you'll never get hurt unless he's trying to catch you. And that's what's happening. And he's already faced Seth twice. Now he's having his second Miz match. And it's very, very normal at this point for me. He's still a star. I'm not denying the fact that he's a star. And I wish the very best for Cody. I think he's made professional wrestling exponentially more interesting than it has been this entire century. Hardly any of this new buzz about the industry comes without him. At the same time, this is getting pretty normal and boring pretty damn quick. I mean, Aaron, are you buzzing? You're more generous to me. Are you buzzing about Cody Rhodes versus The Miz tonight?
No.
Exactly.
But I will say, like, I've liked what they've done with it in terms of, obviously, his two matches with Rollins on premium live events have been sensational matches of the night, arguably both times. And I do like the story. Like, I liked what they did with him in theory, of him being like, oh, I want to win the United States Championship, and you're just getting ruined by Seth because Seth doesn't want him to have a nice time. Good. I quite like that. I liked it arguably more than most there. I'm just thinking there about whether or not they're going to factor in all those other storylines. Because what was they had The Miz involved in last week, wasn't it? The Miz, Theory, and like Mustafa Ali and Veer Mahan and all that.
Yeah, that's quite a dovetailed.
So maybe there'll be some schmoz and eventually we get a Miz, Theory, And who's the other one? Oh, yeah, Veer Mahan. Versus
Cody and the Mysterios.
Cody and the Mysterios, or Cody and Mustafa Ali and Ray, for example.
Well, look, I've got it. It's an 8-man tag. Cody, the Mysterios, and Mustafa Ali versus Miz, Veer Mahan, Austin Theory, and Tommaso Ciampa, who had been blindsiding Mustafa Ali a few weeks ago. I still remember that. So Cody versus Miz starts the show. Then you get a countdown to Cody again because he's the only star we've got.
Yeah, because Roman ain't showing up tonight, is he?
He's on SmackDown, mate. So why would he?
Good point. You mentioned Ciampa there. He's been linked with the Judgment Day, of course. And now we have a fully fledged Bullet Club to take them on. AJ Styles, Finn Balor, and now Liv Morgan. Yeah, that's three on three.
Is that tonight?
No, but do you think that's the direction they're heading in? Oh, because I've got a game to come. Do you think we are heading in that direction eventually? Maybe even at the pit?
Maybe at the pit, greatly. I'd like to see Edge not work a singles match on my Sunday nights because they are criminally boring and they think they are much better than they are and it's getting very tedious. You know what's going to happen tonight, don't you? You're not going to believe this.
What's this?
Edge is going to come out and restate what the Judgment Day is all about. That's all he does.
Yes, in his chair.
It's like all Edge does every single week. You know the supervillain master plan trope in film where the supervillain spends too long blabbing about what they want to do.
Austin Theory, in it, yeah. Austin Theory, Austin Powers.
Where they spend too long
blabbing. Shagadelic, baby. Yeah, that's Austin Theory doing Austin Powers.
They spend too long blabbing about what it is they intend to do that they can't actually carry it out because they spend too long blabbing. It's been foiled. That's what Edge does. Supervillain plan. This is what I'm about. That's what I'm like. Me. You ever met like people in the pub, and like got such a massive inflated sense of their own self importance? Don't say anything about that because it might be hypocritical. And they say I'm all about this, me, and this is what I think it should be. And it's like shut up, man. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
That's Edge. I've met like friends' dads who are a bit like that. Just won't stop talking about how they view the world and what they're about and. Don't care.
If I was in charge,
you watch football because that's something we've got in common, you know.
That's an instant out I go to when someone's like that. I very much go to the Michael Scott, even though I my love for football. But like, if someone goes on one of those tangents, I'm like, tell you what I'd do if I was in charge. Oh, I don't want to know what you do if you were in charge. You know, so I'll go full Michael Scott. I'll go see the game at the weekend. He goes, which game? Any game. I'll take anything right now. To be honest, mate. And we'll come back to the Judgment Day.
Why?
Because we've got the game.
All right. Okay.
Because I want to cheer you up because now we have to talk a little bit about the women's tag titles. We were just looking there before we started at the WWE.com roster page. And there you've got WWE champion, Roman Reigns. Universal champion, Roman Reigns. Raw tag team champions, the Usos. SmackDown tag team champions, the Usos.
Women's tag team title holders, vacant.
Vacant. Now, it's less than a week since this went down. It's literally, a week tonight since this whole thing happened.
Yeah. That's flown.
They've been suspended. That was announced on SmackDown.
Wish my life away.
There is supposedly going to be a tournament. And
that's ambitious, like.
Like, a tournament to me, as a bare minimum, says eight. That's an eight. Eight team or person. That's a minimum. You can't just go. No tournament starts at the semi-finals that I respect.
Okay, but they might even get to the semis here because I think there's only two tag teams.
Well, this is what I'm trying to say. Who is there? And that one's a team that we don't even know is officially a team yet, are they? Dude App and Nikki A.S.H. haven't been like, we're a tag team now.
Yeah.
It's just been like, I'll tag with you to see how good you are. And Nikki A.S.H. is crap because she keeps getting...
Get serious.
Yeah, exactly.
And I might tag with you to get serious.
And Natalya and Shayna Baszler are losers. They literally just lost.
And they're both heels.
Both heels.
Both teams are heels.
Is there anyone else that you can think of?
I don't know, but... Shut up about that for a minute. I've got a funny analogy.
Okay,
right?
Go for it.
Imagine, if you will, the FA Cup.
I will.
I'm talking a lot of football analogies today about wrestling. Isn't talking exclusively in football analogies a pretty stupid thing to do? Yes, it is, but I will do it regardless for the purposes of a joke. Imagine, right, it's the FA Cup. To any people who listen who don't follow football or don't follow it in Britain, the FA Cup is an absolutely wonderful institution that the big, stupid, dickhead money clubs have tried to bastardise in recent years, but I think a lot of people still hold an affection for it. It's an enduring magic. It's the most prestigious club football cup competition in England. arguably Europe as well.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Because of the amazing story that you could potentially take. And these little tiny minnow clubs still take great journeys every year.
I went to Stamford Bridge this season, baby.
Absolutely.
We
absolutely.
5-1, but yeah, I've got still. To go.
So as long as you are a recognised associated football club by the Football Association, whether you get like, what, 300 fans in a stand?
Mm-hmm.
If you win all the games, you could go to Wembley Stadium, which is like 90,000, and win the FA Cup.
Yeah.
If you win all of your games. It's not going to happen because you've got no money to spend. every player on your squad has got like a full-time job.
It's a postie.
Yeah. But every club that is a professional or semi-professional football club.
Yeah, there's like early rounds, isn't there? They're starting like flipping August.
Yeah.
Earlier than that, July.
Yeah.
It's just like the pre-qualifying, basically.
So like, no matter what provincial town you're in, your team could be in the FA Cup final. It never happens. You get like lower proper division teams going to the semis and it's great, but regardless.
Chesterfield 1997.
Yeah, absolutely. What division were they in at the time?
We were Division 2, which is now League 1.
All right, in the semis.
In the semis.
That's pretty good.
It was between us and Wrexham in the quarterfinals to see the first team ever from Division 2 to make it to the semifinals of the FA Cup.
Get in.
Have that up you.
Now imagine, Wilborn, right, the FA Cup, this incredible tradition of a tournament. It's a wonderful competition. And the best thing is, as well, it's like, it's so unpredictable because after each round is finished, they draw balls from a Royal Rumble-style tumbler.
Yes.
And they get them out. So it's not like this deadening thing where you know the brackets. And like, you know, in wrestling tournaments where it's like, obviously he's going to beat him.
Yeah.
And he's pretty much going to beat him. Yeah. It's completely, I'd love to see wrestling do this. Wrestling should do this.
Mm.
After the end of each round, you've got like, so you get like the last 16 and you've got like Gateshead. Somehow get the last 16 and still in the pot is Newcastle. And it's like, that's a derby that can't ever happen.
Yeah.
But it maybe can because of the magic of the cup. Now imagine, Wilborn, right? The FA Cup is just, you get two tumblers and you only get one chance because there's literally only two teams in England, right? And you go, right, okay. It's Manchester City again versus Liverpool, right? Okay. That's the FA Cup final. Oh, because, you know, let's think. Who would these teams be? Shayna Baszler, Natalia, Alexa Bliss, and Nikki A.S.H. and Gigi Webb. So it's like, right, okay, you've got... there's only two teams, you know who it is. But we'll go through the ceremony.
Through the tumbler.
It's tradition, put it through the tumbler. You know, it's
my as well.
So, you know, guys, it's the same two teams, but there's a sense of ceremony, so you've got to pretend it's a tournament. Imagine the nation's just completely hating the lies because there's only two football teams. It's Tranmere Rovers versus Sheffield United. It's the same. It's the same one every time. Sorry, guys. There's only two teams. It's literally only two teams.
And it's a neutral venue. So.
They're not really main eventers either, and they're not really the glamorous fixtures. We can only work with these two teams. Why would you do that tournament? Why would you have a women's division?
Do you know, I've got an idea for another team. Enter this. Actually, let me get some. I'm gonna get this, something to demonstrate this to you better. Actually,
while you're looking for that, I'm trying to fill time. Right, Nikki A.S.H. and Dudrep, not really a tag team. Shayna Baszler and Natalia, kind of terminal losers who never really win anything. Carmella was Queen Zelina. When was the last time Queen Zelina was on telly? I haven't seen her in ages.
No, Carmella's busy with 24/7 bollocks now, if you're not...
so they're at the goddamn picture. They might get reunited.
I was thinking maybe we could get whatever...
Liv Morgan, Rhea Ripley, no longer a team.
Casey Catanzaro and Kane Carter from NXT, bringing them up. Oh, that's not called this. Katana Chance.
Katana Chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
That's a catchphrase. That's just come out. So you're telling me there's a chance? And it's Natalya and Shayna Baszler beating her in like 3 minutes.
But picture this, the team that I'm now picking, I'm pinning my hopes on, to enter the competition and win the whole thing and be crowned the new women's tag team champions and just put them in that mud just a little bit more. It is, of course, Alexa Bliss and... Because why not just ruin everything? The world's on fire now, so...
Looking like pair up random women...
There's hardly any bloody women left, mate. I told you this the other day. When we were looking at potential opponents for Ronda Rousey, we got Xia Li, and that's it.
Shotzi and Xia Li could be a team because they're both baddies.
Yeah. Or Xia Li, Shotzi and Aaliyah because we've seen them on screen once.
Yeah, we're tired of being screwed by... Who screwed them? Raquel Rodriguez?
Yes.
Let's band together and win this tournament. That's three teams.
Toxic Attraction?
They're the champs.
Are they already the champs? No, she's too good for it. No. I'm struggling here, mate. You're right. Queen Zilly. Sarah Schreiber and Megan Moran. Just the commentary to the interview team.
They might genuinely promote from NXT.
Sonya Deville and Tamina. Just looked at it. I've literally just looked at it. It's either that or Sonya Deville and T-Bar, and I don't think I'd really go for that one. By the way, just before we wrap up and play our little game, what one word did they use in the Cody Rhodes The Miz write-up? Before Cody Rhodes steps inside Hell in a Cell, he would look to build blank for the premium
momentum.
Yes, of course.
Guess the copy. I think there should be a new game going forward.
Guess the copy's a good game.
Is there any more copy?
That's it. We've done all of them for this week. But we'll bring it back on, maybe not for NXT, because that's too much fun. SmackDown. We'll bring it back for the SmackDown preview.
Yes, absolutely.
And future Raw previews.
Raw's a three-hour show, and we already do the five-star review. So this is pointless to do on Raw, because it doesn't need to be any longer than it already is. But... do you ever read the photo galleries and the matches?
When I first started, I would try and take notes from stuff like that. Like, what happened again? And I was like, sorry, this is so complicated and convoluted. It's the most ridiculous thing I'm ever going to do.
Enjoy jaw-dropping pictures from this bone-crunching collision. I don't know why it's Wade Barrett. I don't know.
Bloody hell, Vic. My bone's been crunched watching this.
By that, I mean aggressively jacking it off. I don't know, it's the end of the day.
Yeah, we don't know. In the answer to my own question, what happens with the Women's Tag Titles? Give them back to Naomi and Sasha and book them better?
If they even want them at this point, which
exactly.
I don't think they do.
No. I talked to Andy about this morning, when WWE were like, right, that's it. We're going to bury you on television, even though everyone knows that it's just Michael Cole or Corey Graves or whoever it may be parroting Vince's words that are being yelled in his ear. And they're like, ha-ha, and check this out for a punishment. Suspended. And then it cut to Sasha Banks, I think with like Steve Aoki, just at a gig, being like, yeah! What a punishment this is.
I love that. You've been suspended. It's like 17 years old, chatting with your mates. Like, how's it going with that? Last year, talking to one of them, I sent a messenger. I finished her. Huh? You really into her? No, I finished her. But you were going to put her in the main event of Hell in a Cell, in the women's title match in Hell in a Cell. No, I finished with her. No, it's just... I just get a bit clingy. So. I feel like I'm getting into somebody else. She broke up with you, didn't you? Yeah.
That's definitely what it is.
Definitely what it is.
So I thought, with us talking about the Judgment Day, we could add another member, seeing as Edge has been stoking some conversations online by just posting pictures of...
people who are not going to be in the stable.
Well, yeah, he posted a picture of Tommaso Ciampa, and people are like, And then he was like, what if Corey Graves is in there? And we were like... no.
What if you had that original idea in your head and Seth Rollins did this better before the Cody match at WrestleMania? Like when you put like pictures of the Undertaker
and
Austin.
The fact that they were like, you know what, if we can fix this stable? Hardland. There we go. Kevin Wagner.
Did you hear the crack about Hardland?
No.
Apparently, Edge, by the way, great judge of talent. In addition to being great at everything else in 2022, Jesus Christ. Obviously wanted top dollar to be the host of Raw Underground, which to be fair, better than him wrestling. But apparently he wanted Harland and they went, oh, no, we found something out about him, so we had to get rid of him.
Oh.
That's according to The Observer, not the words of me, but I thought it's an incidental point to make.
Yeah. So I'm scrolling through. Would you like, I'll give you an option. Would you like WWE or WCW alumni?
WWE.
Okay, right. So I'm scrolling through this page these are all alumni from WWE. When you're ready, tell me to stop and give me a number between 1 and 4. And this... will be the newest member of the Judgment Day revealed on Monday Night Raw.
Stop.
Wow, you have got some choice ones here.
3.
I'm not even going to read it out. I'm just going to turn it round and you can tell me. Remember, 3, the newest member of the Judgment Day, Michael Sidgwick, is...
Gilbert.
Excuse me, we're in between Giant Gonzalez or the Gobbledygooker.
Well, you know the thing about Gilbert is...
What's that?
He'd be a perfect fit for the Judgment Day stable. It's something in the late 90s that was a facsimile of something that was actually great, which is very similar to what Edge is doing because he is himself a facsimile of himself, who used to be great. Mm. So Gilbert can join it. No bosh.
The hero was indeed bald, and he wore black tights. This is the write-up from WWE.com. And he had the same mannerisms and growl of a certain former WCW world champion. But his neck was, let's just say, less than massive and had more of a pencil neck geek aura.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I like it. You think you know Gilbert?
you never did.
Well, looking forward to Raw tonight now.
Yeah, it's going to be rubbish, man.
All right, let's look. Let us know your thoughts ahead of Man and Our Owl on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there. You can follow both of us. You can follow Michael Sidgwick at
M Sidgwick.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. And make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. We've already reviewed SmackDown and AEW Rampage earlier on today, and we'll be back reviewing Raw tomorrow. So if you subscribe, this will drop straight into your feed as soon as it is released. And if you haven't done so already, still time to submit a 5-star review for us to review instead of a god-awful Raw segment. Short, crap, wrestling-related, you know the deal by now. Just leave us a 5-star review on iTunes to submit that. But for now, this has been the Raw Preview. My thanks to Michael Sidgwick. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.